It's a very special show with Judith Very Baker. And, well, that's coming up. Lauren, hang on. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
And the farther sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, today's date is, oh, crap, what are we? Well, let me get back to my computer and I'll give you the year date.
The 19th,
really? February 19th, 23, hour two of the program. Damn, that's crazy. You know, next thing
hey,
you know,
Steve,
Alan,
but before we get to, Lauren.
23. What's going
Hello?
On? What do you got? What do you? What before?
Before we get to Lauren here, it's like Angie and I lived through an EMP, except for it was a self-induced EMP. I did a dumbass thing. I drove my backhoe underneath my power line, ripped out the whole power line. So I EMP'd myself for 4 days. Called an electric company and said, can y'all come out here and rig my lines back
hey,
up? They're like, well, we can get out there in a month.
So I'm like,
the hell with that. So Andy and I got up and strung the power lines back up, you know, did all the reconnections, and woohoo, I got power again. At least until the real EMP hit.
Let's talk a little bit about that here after Lauren.
All right.
We can get a little bit more out of detail or whatever. It's kind of fun. Lauren, are you there?
I am. I was going to start out with Alan's show last week. Outstanding. I'm telling you what, that's my kind of meaty show. What a great way to kick it off. And if you didn't hear last week, you need to listen on the loop, you know, go on the archives. And then she's going to be the guest again this week, right?
If everything stays together, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is power. This is cutting right down to it, Andy. Andy. I was trying to talk to you and Andy and Steve about the Michael Pleasant.
We're both a-holes,
Well, no. I'm telling you what, listen, this is so important because what she's laying out, and did you see her defend herself? Yeah, I got enough stuff. If anything happens to me, it all comes out.
She, I heard that.
This is a wily woman. This is a woman telling you how they did it. So if you didn't hear this, if you have people that don't believe you about COVID or conspiracy theory, this or that, take this, send them just this little show. I mean, it's just great. And they'll start to understand because this woman was doing this 50, 60 years ago. Okay, now you have Dr. A.G. Huff, who ran EcoHealth. He was the vice president and the senior scientist, and he did the book, The Truth About Wuhan, telling you about the development of this weapon. It's not a disease per se. It's a machine. Okay? It's a piece of the mycoplasma crystal that was developed by Merck Sharp and Dohme. Dr. Judy Mikovits talks about all of the different pathogen and weapons in there as far as the infectious agents. But the bad part of it, the thing that's given everybody AIDS, that's glycoprotein 120 out of the mycoplasma crystal developed by Merck Sharp and Dohme. And your government, CIA, NIH, CDC, Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, Dr. Shai Ching Lo holds the patent for mycoplasma. So it causes all the degenerative diseases you know of. That's why when doctors see it, each specialist is seeing just his piece. Oh, look, this guy's got MS. Oh, look, this guy's got type 1 diabetes, oh, this one's got Parkinson's. It's all the same weapon destroying cells in the various areas of the body. So there's a real thing, but here's the trick. Normal bacteria, fungus, viruses, they have cell walls, not viruses, but the bacteria, things, you know, like Streptococcus or Pseudomonas. You can stain it. You can see a slide of it. With mycoplasma, you don't know it's there unless you do a polymerase chain reaction, a PCR test. There's nothing wrong with the test. There's something wrong with the way they applied the test. You're supposed to run it 15, maybe 20 times. They were running it 40 times. That's always yes. So finally, you had, I think it was Governor DeSantis, and said, nope, you can only run that, you know, so many times within the normal range of running to get a correct answer. So they just lie and lie and lie. And we have this whole media thing. How did Donald Trump get elected? Fake news. But now everybody's just running around, believing the news, talking about the water cooler talk. That's why I wanted to talk to Andy, too, because he's so depressing. We can't keep putting forth the image of what they see for our future. We need to talk about what our image for the future is. I see their
Hey, Lauren, let me stop you right there, CB, because Andy told me a little bit about the environment that you live in, and he said it's completely different from what you're living in here, Alan.
I've tried
to tell everyone that, you know, it's like maybe you have some, if you want me to use the word hope, you know, where you're at up there. But here, it's like, Lawrence, literally, I kind of know how the Native Americans felt when the white people started moving into their country. It's like, no, we just want to move in here. We'll live with you. You know, it's like you don't have to change your ways. You can still hunt your buffalo and have your powwows and beat your drums and stuff. And that's kind of what I'm experiencing. I'm being surrounded by people coming here from California, and they're like, oh, no, we just want to move here. But they move here, and they're changing our whole world. Pretty soon it's like, we're going to eminent domain your land so we can put up a winery on your ranch.
Right, but this is my point. You've got people who don't have faith in truth or respect for what this country is. Now, whose fault is that? We put our kids in schools where they lie to them. Tell them that
my county commissioners and the city council and our city manager.
Again, we're not here to obey the city council. We're not here to obey the police or to obey the judges or to obey the teachers
or the doctors. There's that point in any country's history where they realize that politics is not going to save you. It's too late for politics to save you.
That's right. Right behavior will save you. If you don't send your children to school, they don't get dumbed down or raped in the bathroom. If you don't go to the doctors, you don't get shots of poison to kill you or kill your kids with childhood vaccines. The problem is us. Our ignorance is what's destroying
us. Yes.
We are doing the wrong in the broken. It's not the Jews' fault. It's not the government's fault. I'm not waiting for Hillary Clinton to be held accountable. I get that they're going to pardon Hunter Biden for all the criminal activity. And they may throw our country down the drain. But I'll tell you what, I won't miss a meal in it because it's time for us to start living the way God said live. And I know people don't want to do it, but to understand that that is the only thing that will save you, respect for the truth, respect for the Constitution and your neighbor. And I know the Constitution, I get it. That's all rigged up too. But the point is no man owns and controls the fruit of another man's labor or his will. If that's the
Lauren,
case, then we're slaves to these people,
and that's our fault for bowing down. You're totally, you know, they believe they own everything, and they do
but
act like it. And they
their
do
belief does not
you.
Change how I raise my children, what I require them to
you
do.
You can do everything you can want to do to fight them, but they do steal,
Well, no,
lie,
I don't fight
so
them at all.
You don't have to do it.
See,
I
here's
agree
the thing,
with
guys.
You.
I'm with them. I'm with them. The 2% at the bottom and the 2% at the top, I'm with them. The truth is the truth. So if I tell you, if Klaus Schwab comes and tells you, we are going to make a much angrier world, it's not the future that will change. It's you that will change if you take the genetic editing. I'm going to respect them and believe them because everything they say they're going to do, they do. So I'm okay
with my backhoe last week, I actually, I've been kind of like pondering the idea of starting up a business. It's like, you know, you've heard people say, it's like, you want to know what it's like to learn, you know, learn what it's like without electricity, go into your fuse box and flip your breakers off, you know, for a weekend. I'm like, no, that's too easy. It's like, if you go without electricity for 2 hours, you can always go flick your breakers back on.
Well, you know,
hire me and my backhoe. I'll come over to your place. I'll rip your electric lines out. And you will have to go without power for several days. And you'll have to learn what it's like.
Well, you know what's even better, though? You go to Jay McCanney, jmccsci.com or org or whatever. It's the, you know, Jay McCanney's website. I think it's .com. But you go and get your own wing generator that generates your own electricity. They're a couple thousand dollars. I mean, you know, he's got systems from 2 megawatt to 225. I mean, you could run a city with this thing.
The whole hard part about that whole system, like with solar panels or a windmill.
No, it's not solar panels. It's a wind generator. He's a tier one physicist.
And that's the weak link in the whole damn free energy.
But his is not solar.
It's the damn storage battery you have to have.
It's 3 mile an hour wind. It's low wind. He's a tier one physicist. This stuff works.
I disagree with that. But there is some new stuff they're doing with wind propeller designs. But it's very unreliable, especially when you don't have any wind.
No. You're not understanding. His stuff is stupid, fake stuff that they...
From what I understand, McCanney's technology is like a ducted fan in reverse. It takes all the air that hits the blades, and instead of spinning off the end of the blades, it's in a ducted system, so the wind that does come through it, all the energy is actually used instead of spinning off the ends of the blades.
And it runs on really low wind, but you know, you have to sight these things. I'm not saying if you live in some dead wind territory you can use this, but what I'm saying is for the people who live, you know, all you need is a little bit of a wind. It's not like these fake ones where you have to put energy in and make them spin so it looks like something. You know, it's not Solyndra. But my point is, the Amish don't have electricity, okay, and they live just fine. So that's why we can make what adjustments we need.
Hey, thanks for the call, Lauren. I could go all sorts of different directions with you constantly and often.
Wait, can I just tell you one thing on the Palestine train thing?
Of course.
Yeah, this is fun. Strangesounds.org. 11 days before the train crashed, the CDC changed the parts per million vinyl chloride that cause epinephrine, the heart to be sensitized to epinephrine, and it'll cause arrhythmias, from 30,000 parts per million to 150,000 parts per million.
Wow.
They did that 11 days before. Then 1 week before they crashed that train, because I think they did it on purpose. It was on fire for 40 minutes, you know, damn, you know. But they made that movie, baby. They go make that shit, that stuff work. 1 week before, they started the My ID Health Chip. Everybody have all their ID, all their health stuff on a chip that you know, and they had just enrolled in that program. And now, look, they got stuff to test, don't they? Got to test their water. Going to have to come in and get tested because they poisoned you.
You know,
and then they made that movie, White Noise.
This is kind of like, I heard a little bit, but it's not been talked about. You know, the Turkey and Syria earthquake, you know, that killed, like, what, 35,000 people?
Andy Romanian pulled up on his stupid phone
here for me. The giant vagina cloud in the sky right before that earthquake happened. You know, it's the weirdest looking damn cloud you'll ever seen. It kind of looks like a woman's vagina. I'm sorry to say that.
Well, there's a Romanian congresswoman, and she said, no, it was HAARP and more than HAARP. She said, look, I've got the inside scoop. I can't say everything, but that's what happened. He stood up, and he said no to Sweden joining, and so they blew his place up, you know, shook his place up. But anyway, here, I'll get off here, guys. Go ahead. And by the way, I just love that show, Alan. Man, if you keep bringing guests on like that, I mean, wow.
Hey, this was not me bringing a guest on. This was one of my RBN family, a friend of mine
in
Louisiana,
family, I mean,
that got me in touch with Judith. And Judith she's ready to come out and talk after, like, what, 50 years of being silent. Yeah.
Right, but it's just so meaty and powerful and shows people, the people you're trusting. The only thing I'm trying to emphasize, I don't care how you do it, you need to understand that there's nobody here going to save you. There's no God that, you know, they're not God. And you're still responsible to respect the truth. And that means you either provide yourself food and water, clean, you know, a place to live. That's your job. So if you live in those cities, as they collapse, as they come apart, as you're invaded, as everybody sits by and talks about what they're doing to us instead of what we're going to do to them, I want to see some change of the attitude. I want to see some forcing the issue. Okay.
Changes in attitude and changes in latitude. Sounds like a Jimmy Buffett song.
Yeah. That's bye-bye. It. Thanks, Lauren.
Love you, Lauren.
Hit the track. Give me 20. Just kidding.
Woohoo!
Woohoo.
I'll give you 100, sir.
give you 100 for what are you getting 100 for? Sorry, I like money.
Hell, I don't know. I was never in the military. It just sounded good.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Judith Berry Baker. You know, I guess we've gushed quite a bit, and Alan gushed last week as he had Judith on. But it's interesting. And this is the hour that I kind of wanted to bring it up because more people are listening at the 9 o'clock spot. Judith Berry Baker was involved in a clandestine operation to try to weaponize cancer. Am I getting it right so far, Alan?
From everything that I know, yes.
And clandestine being a government.
Yeah, actually, she was a brilliant high school student from the biography
right.
I read.
You can get
And she was actually wanting to create something that would save people from cancer. She was wanting to stop cancer. And then got kind of sucked into let's kill Castro for America so World War III doesn't happen. You know, back in the 60s and, you know, CIA, mafia, you know, everything involved
points.
In this. FBI.
Involved these crazy touch points like Lee Harvey Oswald, the alleged gunman for killing JFK, right? It's like going, what? Okay. And we've talked a lot about JFK on this show and other shows on Republic Broadcasting, right? The latest thing that has been floating around has been, well, I don't get into that. You guys all know. And what can you trust from the past, right? First-hand accounts? Well, you get it today, 2 o'clock. Judith Berry Baker will be talking about Dr. Mary's Monkey and, her experiences with Lee Harvey Oswald and how that all went together. Is that right, Alan?
Yeah. And you know, like I said, she has so much, and there's so little time to tell it, but she has so much to say. I'm going to try to kind of let her get her own head of steam. I might, you know, I'm going to do my damnedest not to interrupt, but, you know, if I have a pertinent question, I'm sure she'll be happy to answer it. She does not just know that. She's very intelligent. I don't know how far, you know, if she was kind of, you know, blacklisted after that whole incident, you know, with Ochsner and the Ochsner Clinic and Tulane University and all that crap in, you know, in New Orleans. And I don't know how much further she went, but she was very intelligent from the start, knew how things worked. And we'll flesh this out over several shows here. Hopefully she will continue coming on as maybe as long as my little stint is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, I've got another, 7 or 8 weeks here to do this. And, I'd be more than happy to have her on instead of me coming up and babbling. And I love talking with y'all, but this woman's information needs to get out. So if she's comfortable, we might take calls in a future show. But once again, today we're going to try to just let Judith uncork and see where she goes.
People that have experiences from that were like landmark in changing global events, that she was there at the crux of a time where the U.S. government, changed the course of events. You know, we have people here locally that had significant roles to play, and that would be interesting. They're not as interesting as Judith Berry Baker is, but here in Fredericksburg, Alan, if you remember the kid that used to come to the Ron Paul things, whose uncle, I think it was, sold the insurance policy for the World Trade Centers the day before it collapsed. That was kind of interesting, you know? You think that was real?
Yeah, you're talking about not Harvey Weinstein, but the guy who purchased and got a double indemnity insurance contract. Yeah, yeah, that was rather interesting.
Home,
we meet some weird people, Steve.
I just sold the best, and then the World Trade Center collapsed. It's kind of like, whoa. But nobody even cares about that collapse anymore. You know, they forget about things really quick, like they forget about what? You know, Palestine, right? You know, it's out there. You know, Andy's fascinated by that one. I may be downplaying that a little bit too much, right? You know, Lauren, of course, she cares about it. You know, it's it's in her neck of the woods, kind of, right? But then
how many people actually notice when they go into the grocery store and you look at a can of Spam, it's like $3.80 in Fredericksburg here now. I can remember when Spam was like 50 cents a can because it was almost meat, you know?
Mm-hmm, for sure. And what is it all for, you know, these all things? I mean, Lauren made a good point in talking about how they're going to switch over and tell you they've got these new trackers. Hey, let's do this. We're going to take care of those Palestinians. Well, do they call them Palestinians here in the United States? I don't know, but they will. They'll be all, well, we need to do some extensive study. And so we're going to give chips to all y'all. Poor bastards.
We'll give you a free Google or iWatch or whatever it is that everyone wears around, and it's like, and it's taking your blood pressure and your blood sugar and everything, and it's like, oh, well, it just goes back to the app and only to your own phone, and it's like, you didn't read the contract with that app, did you?
Yeah. Hey, let's take a look at that. Art in Georgia. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Pretty decent. Moving along. Join the day.
Hey, you know, Georgia is a peach tree state, right? We used to actually raise more peaches around here than grapes, but now I think they're taking out peach orchards and putting vineyards in.
Yeah.
Hey, could be. But first off, let me just kind of echo what Lauren said. Last week, Alan, absolutely fantastic. I couldn't have wanted better. You just did such a fantastic job bringing her on and letting her talk and all of that. But anyway, I wanted to talk about two different things here. First of all, I'm beginning to wonder if these balloons, if this isn't just some kind of a distraction, because first of all, they want us to believe that they followed this balloon all the way from off the coast of Alaska all the way across to the coast of South Carolina. That would be only the second time in history that NORAD failed to do its job.
Yeah.
But then they want to come out and try to tell us
9/11 maybe? Yeah.
But then again, they want to try to tell us that these four other balloons that came after that were hobby balloons. But wait a minute. Didn't one of those other four balloons come in off the West Coast, or they shot it down over the ocean? Well, that's not a hobby balloon, I don't think. Not if it came from some parts unknown. So I think they're just a distraction away from what we really should be paying attention to, because there's something just isn't right there. I haven't quite figured it out yet or quite formed a final opinion yet. But I do believe there's something not right about these balloons issues. Either they're spy balloons or they're not. And if they're hobby balloons, then the government owes some folks some money. And why ain't these folks coming forward wanting to want the money that they paid for those balloons that were blown out of the sky? Because I guarantee you, if I had a balloon and I was a hobbyist and they shot my balloon out of the sky, I'd be screaming bloody murder to be paid for my balloon. That's just how I feel. Because it's just,
so are they going to ban like children's birthday parties with helium balloons, because when they let the helium balloons let loose, it might be a threat to our nation?
Yeah, right.
Hey, have you ever laid out at night and looked at the sky and you know, and if you focus your eyes right, you can see the satellites going across up there. You know, they you know, you'll see them on one track, you know, from one direction to another, and you wait like 20 or 30 minutes and you can see the same satellite go back over again. Have you ever laid out at night and seen planes? What? Yeah, and if you know a little bit about altitudes and you can kind of, if you pay attention, you can tell. I've laid out at night and seen the blinking lights on planes way the hell up there, just streak across the sky almost as fast as a damn satellite does. You know, so yes, we've got planes that can fly way up there, very, very fast speeds. You know, it's not like an airliner that you see come across the sky and it's gone in a couple of minutes. Right. I mean, these things come over and they're gone. I mean, and they're way up there and they're blinking plane lights, you know.
Right.
I think balloons are the least thing that we need to worry about. That's just, yeah, it's diversion art.
Yeah. But
it's the art of diversion.
But then there's this, I agree, and then there's this train derailment. Now, normally, I don't know why they didn't follow procedure here, because procedure dictates when you have a derailment like this, and you're dealing with toxic and potentially explosive chemicals, they are supposed to bring in trucks to siphon that fluid out of the turned over tanks into secure tanks and then get them out of there. No, we're not going to do that this time. This time we're just going to spill it all out in the soil, let it get in the water and everything else, and then blow it up. Really?
And I thought gene gas was a war crime because, you know, after World War One, it was supposedly never used again. But all of a sudden now it's perfectly fine to create phosgene gas. Yeah.
Yeah, well, those folks will never be able to go back home.
No. Not and safely. Not,
at least.
They can go home, but not safely.
Yeah, but they'll not be safe at all. So there's something going on here. I don't know what it is, but, it's, you know, the old saying, something don't smell right in Denmark.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like they did that one.
Hang on, I'm getting up and turning the lights down a little bit in my room here. All right, there you go. I'm not gaslighting you, man, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are my first thoughts too, Art. You know, that there's something up with the balloon and all that other stuff. So I immediately went to looking at the other stuff that's going on, and I came up with a big question mark. Except for the biggest question mark, which is the war in Ukraine, right? You know, as that thing's going on, there's more and more agencies that are referring to the war in Ukraine as starting in 2014, 2016, with the bombing and the attacks on the Donetsk region. And that's not a good way to paint the Ukrainian war at this time. We're at a hot spot. 1 year later, we're at the winter time. We just got into a part in this war where the Russian forces had pulled back because of the muddy coming of winter or whatever, and then all of a sudden you couldn't maneuver Arm & Hammer baking products. So it froze over, and now the Ukrainians are firing everything that they got. They're like, bang, 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 bang. And you're like, dude, who are you shooting at? I don't know. Got to keep them down. Right? They're over in those bushes.
I've had one aching, one question has been just stuck in my craw.
I heard.
For several months now. And that is, do you remember hearing the reports of civilian Americans going to Ukraine to help Ukraine fight Russia and former military? Since when did private citizens of the United States of America go to another country to join their war? When did that start happening without actually military intervention?
They're called contractors, Art.
Yeah.
They're called mercenaries.
They are mercenaries. Yes. But World War One, World War Two had enlistees from other countries and so forth. And I call them dumbasses, right? Because they don't know what they're doing.
Hell, in the Revolutionary War, we had Hessians. They were mercenaries. We were weren't just fighting the British. We were fighting Hessian mercenaries.
Mercenaries get paid, Alan. Mercenaries get paid. A dumbass goes over there and he goes, I've got two AKs and I've got all my own battle armaments. And then you get over to Ukraine and they go, that's great. I'll take your guns and your vest and all your stuff. And we'll figure out where to put you.
I still like, do y'all remember hearing the little martial art, the mixed martial arts guy, the UFC fighter, whatever, you know, from Arkansas? That young man, that interview that he did, he said, no, I've never wanted to join the military and go halfway around the world to fight wars for corporations. You step foot in my territory, you step foot in Arkansas, you're going to find the worst freaking enemy that you'll ever encounter.
Yep, I saw that interview, and I was very impressed with that young man when I saw that.
My feelings exactly.
He's right. He's right.
Yeah.
Why go fight somebody else's war? Stay home and be ready to defend your own. Anyway, right. I'm sure you got more people want to come in. And there's the break. We will talk to y'all later.
Thank you, my friend.
Like Art said, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
we're back. Yeah, I'm totally with Art on that, but I think you guys already understand. I believe that the balloon thing was a distraction. I don't even believe. Okay, believing is really so hard. Do I have evidence? No. Do I have a liar's word for it? Yes. I have the U.S. government saying it was China's balloon, and the U.S. government and Biden and himself particularly is a liar. I have a story that doesn't make sense. Again, all I have is a feeling or a belief. But I look over at Russia and the war in Russia and the United States war with Russia in Ukraine and going, well, people don't understand what's going on. I got neighbors that are flying Ukrainian flags for sakes. It's like you guys don't even know what's going on, right? I was telling Andy yesterday, or the day before, whatever, you know, about that whole Ukraine problem. right? Of this stuff happened last year, and you go talk to your neighbor, and they're going like, "Well, you support those commie pinky o's, and oh yeah, that Putin kicks puppies, and the Putin, bad Putin." I'm going, okay, what about Ukraine? You know, Ukraine? Oh, they were just wrongly invaded. Really, what world are you in? So what about 2014, 2016? What was happening over there? You remember that? Oh, no, I don't care. What are you, one of those commies? Those pinkos? You support the Russians? Well, all I know is a year later, people are singing different tunes, and I'm kind of going, huh. So maybe you did do that. It's like the narrative is falling apart, but it doesn't matter. It's so entrenched. That's what I think about the gaslighting and everything. It's trying to divide us that way. Alan, give you a couple words, and then we'll move to Nevada.
Steve, you don't watch Fox and Friends every morning.
Hell no. I don't watch Fox and Friends. Alan, dude, I'd have gastroenteculitis, right, where I'd be vomiting all the time. You know, might as well have me read the newspaper, CNN. I don't know.
Hey, Steve, I've heard something that'll cure that. You know, just inhale some phosgene gas. I think you can go down to Tractor Supply and buy it.
Yeah, or Palestine. We got to go. We got to make sure that they're Palestinians. Palestinians. Hey, is that Dave? Dave in Nevada? I heard somebody come on.
Hello?
Yeah, that was Dave. Oh. Hey, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think we're in a national state of emergency that's undeclared. Usually they declare states of emergency when there's some kind of disaster. But I think this is different because this is not – what's going on in this country is not an accident, and it's intentional. And I
right.
actually believe I'm coming to a conclusion that this – what's going on with all these different things, these events, these are military acts of aggression, whether it be by chemicals or by – accidents, train accidents, or derailments. I think these are actual military operations. And like you, I can't prove anything. I can't prove because I just don't have access to that level of information to actually prove something, because no one can. But
yeah.
I believe that I believe we're under military operations right now.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, and people don't actually realize it, then we're doomed.
Yeah. Yeah, Dave. You know, World War III started long ago. You know, it's just not kinetic warfare. There's not bombs being dropped. This what they're doing to us is called asymmetric, or you know, you can have different terms. You know, it's you know, you can call it mind war. But, you know, and I've been listening for a long time. Can I prove it or not? But, you know, supposedly every new president that comes in signs re-signs that we are under a state of emergency, which if you go according to the, air quote, Constitution, you know, if that wasn't just a farce from the start, that gives them the authority to do anything they want. You want martial law? Whatever. Yes.
Yeah. So I do believe we're in that state. And the scary thing is, first of all, like I said, the people don't realize it. And the other thing is, I don't see how we can, like, carry on going about our daily business when we're in a state, when this country is in this condition as it is right now. And I guess it's because there's so many distractions that people don't even know that they're being attacked.
There you go. Yeah.
Is that what it is? I mean,
yeah,
I don't...
Yeah, they've got us living in a state of illusion. especially in the digital age where everyone has a smartphone, everyone has a computer, and they whiplash you, bang, bang, bang. It keeps you from standing back and looking at the big picture. If you can pull yourself out of the, you know, that there's so much stuff going on, it keeps you confused, and it's intended to do that. So you don't step back and use it, that information, and correlate it all, and stand back and keep backing up, and, you know, and seeing it's like, you know, this connects with that, and that connects with this, and everything's interconnected. And once you see the big picture, it's very easy to see it. You know the minutia. You know, I'm not saying it's not insignificant, but the train crash, the balloons. You know, the war in Ukraine, Ukrainian flags on your neighbor's lawns. You know, outside their houses. You know, these people, they're caught up in the minutia. They don't stand back and look at the big picture, because it's pretty damn uncomfortable once you figure out what the big picture is, at least as well as you can, you know? Yeah. It's very uncomfortable.
It is very uncomfortable to me. And like yesterday, I was just hanging out at the beach with some friends, and we were drinking beer and having pizza. But to me, that's kind of being in a state of oblivion at this point. We're literally burying our heads in the sand. I think it's so bad. Like for instance, this issue with vaccines that's being still very well covered up. I mean, I really think there should be someone out there or some programming that's 24 hours a day. They should just be taking calls from people who have been vaccinated and just getting calls, not even talking about the science or what's in the vaccine. Just getting 24 hours a day emergency phone calls from people who have experienced injuries.
I bet you there's somebody that's doing that right now, Dave. You know,
I listen to Rince, you know, periodically, and he's got, you know, Erica Khan on there three times a week.
Right.
And they do, they go, Erica, she's got access to these websites that people are going to and talking about the vaccine damage that they or their loved ones have experienced, you know. And on certain websites, they call it, my father, you know, or my son got the juice, and now all of a sudden he's got, you know, this malady or that malady. And blah, blah, blah. You know, apparently there are websites out there that people can go to, and they are going and communicating with each other. But it's not universal.
Go to your closet, Alan. You can go to your closet and yell at about that in your closet. There's all sorts of little websites you can go to and yell in your closet. And it all goes nowhere. You know, so you can call your ex-husband, like you call Andy in the middle of the night, and go, hey, I'm really in trouble here. Right. You know, all of a sudden I go to the hospital and they can't explain why all these things are. And I'm worried. I think I'm going to die. And they don't have any answers. Right. But the government isn't setting up a program to sit there and take every phone call and try to understand it, because they have a vested interest in this. They were probably culpable in the beginning. Right. So how would they set this up? I mean. And
what they've created, guys, is the perfect weapon. See, because what this does is it goes in and it depletes your immune system or attacks your immune system, stresses your immune system in some way, and we all have different physiologies. What it does is if you have a weakness in your body, you know, you're going to get cancer, you're going to get myocardia, you're going to get blood clots. It depends on your own individual physiology and the weakness, and it exploits that weakness, so there is no one attributable malady that everyone gets that's got the vaccine.
It was perfect.
It's across the whole
it?
Spectrum because it destroys your immune system.
It's a plausible deniability.
Some people just have better genes than other people. They're going to be able to withstand a lot of the stuff they've been injected.
But everyone has a weakness. It might take a little longer, but everyone has a weakness in your basic physiology.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll just leave you guys with that. I mean, those are my thoughts. I really think we're in a military operation right now. That's the bottom line. And I hope people. I don't even I listen to some of the people call in. And I don't think they realize it.
You don't think what?
No, a lot of the people that call in RBN, I don't think they even realize we're in a military operation.
I think you put it very succinctly, and I wouldn't disagree with that. You know, I really. I would agree with that. You know, I would say, I believe Palestine, not Palestine. Palestine is a military operation too.
Yeah.
But you know, everything is.
How else do you describe a quote unquote controlled burn? What is that? That's
throwing a road flare into a bunch of flammable chemicals. That's a controlled burn. Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, that's painful, Dave. Thanks
for
the call,
man. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. And on Dave's point there, yes. You know, I do hear this, and at least people are waking up. But you know, it's almost worse when people wake up to a certain point of awareness, and then they shut their mind up. They're like, I know the truth now. And they stop continuing to learn to sit back and think. It's like they wake up to a certain point that even it might be uncomfortable, but they wake up to a certain point and they say, "Oh, I know the truth now, and here's what we got to do," and blah blah blah, and everyone else is crazy. If don't ever snap your mind shut like that. Keep your mind open. Always keep learning. Use your own organic computer to figure this stuff out. Coagulate it, correlate it. You know, whatever you want to call it. You know. Sit back and look and try to see the big picture as well as you can. Do I know everything? No, but folks, I've got a pretty damn good idea what's going on. A real good idea. Yeah.
Hey, on the lighter note, layoffs are happening all across the United States of America, right? One of the tech companies are slicing jobs. Apple Computer has been hailed. Hail, Apple Computer, because the CEO has decreased his salary, and oh yes, he's doing right. But all of a sudden, Apple Computer, who is pompous slave labor, okay, yeah, but they want a job. Child labor, they want a job, but they're in Cupertino, California, and they're laying off contractors, right? And the contractors are getting their feelings hurt, and they're not laying off their contractors like the contractors like to be laid off. And a lot of the contractors, man, they feel like second-class citizens, right? Like they just don't matter.
How many people went down and took the COVID test because they wanted the test positive because they wanted two weeks off work paid? I mean, you know.
Oh, I'm sure lots of them worked from home, and they were happy with it.
Oh, please let me have COVID. Please let me have COVID. I want 2 weeks off and feel perfectly great and go
testing.
To the beach and, yeah.
Right? So that's the high-tech problem, right? So they're canning them, right? And this is an article from the NY Post, and we're going to see these layoffs. But you aren't going to see these ones because they're really not laying off any people. They're laying off contractors. They're brought on to do jobs like balloon projects, right, where you're writing code for a balloon project. Interesting. But anyways, that contract doesn't mention balloons, but it does mention hurt feelings, right? You know, high tech's all screwed up. And, well, these people get a chance to come to Jesus, right? Because once they leave their little high tech job, man, it's different when you're in the illusion of important because you work at Apple or you're a contractor from Apple. Then you have to work for your money. Anyways, insiders say some contractors gripe that they're being treated like second-class citizens, deprived of stock options, health insurance, and other perks. They're forced to work more than a mile away from Apple's spaceship headquarters in California. They have a building that's shaped like a spaceship. At a facility.
I'm going to have to go from typing on a keyboard to using a shovel and working underground, putting in sewer and water lines? Oh, my God.
They know, Alan, they can't work at the spaceship facility and are forced to work in a facility which has a relatively ho-hum architecture and lack of free snacks.
I'm being forced to work somewhere where they keep the temperature 68 instead of 66 degrees. It's hot in there.
Oh, my God. I don't know what these people want. But I understood. I worked as a contractor before. I work as a contractor right now. You know, and I've always been a contractor. Before, I was a contractor with minimal skills, and now I'm a highly contractor, right? You know, so, but I.
And Steve, as I remember, that was your aha moment when you realized that you were training people it's like that friend of yours, you said, hey, I just bought a house. We're getting ready to have a baby and everything. And you were training people to outsource his job.
Wasn't that
your, like, your aha moment? You were like, oh, this is just freaking evil.
That's one of those ahas. I know. I would have participated in the evil and lied to myself about the evil, right? And, well, what is it? You know, so he was an American living in America, hired by an American company that got this idea that, well, we're going to, what they called global sourcing, because they didn't like the outsourcing. But the world is collapsing, right? The jobs are collapsing. The food industry is collapsing, you know, and then balloons are coming over and Biden's going to shoot down every balloon he sees now. Right. So, and we're all afraid of balloons, are we? No, somebody is. You know, they killed Palestine. All right. That's going to be a dead town, I think. Right?
And everything downwind from that, where all that stuff is falling onto the farmland and people trying to raise organic, you know, crops in your gardens and try to eat healthy. How healthy
Good
can
luck
you
with
eat
that.
When there's, you know, vinylchloride, you know, in your garden, and phosgene gas floating across, you know, making your plants breathe. Yeah.
It's just fascinating that there's always a movie.
It's not just Palestine. It's everything downwind from that, where all this crap's falling out.
Well, and there's always a movie that was about that. It's like, you know, what are we at a part of our civilization that there's been a movie written about everything? Are there any movies about Fredericksburg?
They have to tell us what they're doing to us, Steve, if you're just not smart enough to figure out. Oh, we put it in a fictional movie, but it was actually reality. But if you're not smart enough to figure that out, it's like, we told you what's going to happen.
I get it. And it's kind of like the Bible code, right? Thank God we only have 10 minutes worth of the show left.
Let's not get into that, but yeah.
Well, it's kind of the same thing.
I read the Concordant. Oh, no, the King James is the only real one. Versions, but let's not go into that.
Okay, I'll stop it right now. But that whole premise that they have to tell us what they're going to do, right? And you go, who's they? And there we go, off the rails, right?
Using the right pronouns. I call them they, them.
They, them?
Instead of he, she, it, which I didn't just say a bad word, people. Those are pronouns.
Well, yeah. I guess it's the end of the show. We can get all sideways. What was the important outtake? Judith Berry Baker. That's the important outtake. The history is now being talked about in the future. Berry Baker. She was part of something, and when they first started talking about it, way back when, what years was that, Alan?
That was the summer of 63 when all that stuff was 63. Going on. They were doing trying to create a transmissible cancer virus that they were going to kill Castro with, and Lee Harvey Oswald,
sure.
David Berry,
Not
Mary
the
Sherman.
That history, Alan, is now being talked about, and more people know about it, especially RBN listeners. Right? They know about it.
Coming out after decades and decades of.
I can't say that she hasn't tried before.
In this book, it's like she said the last call that she got from David Berry, he told her, it's like, you need to just basically go underground, don't talk about it, or you're going to die like Jack Ruby did, you know, and other people, you know. It's like, so Judith, you know, kept quiet, raised a family. She had 5 children, and that was, you know, that was, you know, 50 years ago or more. And now she's coming out, and I understand that she has a website, but, you know, I couldn't access it. But she's not been out on the airwaves actually talking about this. And now she's 80 or 81 years old, and she's coming out, and now she wants to finally come out and tell what she went through. And that's what I'm here for.
And my point is that history is available to you guys today. And it's kind of neat for my journey along understanding. The first time I heard Dr. Mary's Monkey, I'm going like, well, what the hell is this?
That right, book what came about out in 2007, and I was able to order that book, and I got that book, I think, in 2008.
I did
and
not
it, and
have
it reread
clue.
It like 5 or 6 times. Yeah.
it was just fascinating, right? I'm like going, oh crap. And now fast forward to the future, wow, amazing. I think that's the point of the show today. It was maybe a little bit of talk about the, well, end of the world.
You know, and Alan, Steve, having a guest like Judith on almost makes me feel like I'm a professional broadcaster, even though I never went to professional broadcasting school and never wanted to be here doing this. But somehow I found an outlet, and I know a whole lot, and I'm thankful for RBN and you, Steve, bringing me on your show and being able to talk for what? Hell, it's coming on like 8 3/4 a year now. We, you know, coming up on 9 years. July 4th, I think, will be 9 years if we're still around.
I don't know. I think it's less than that, but maybe I'm doing my math wrong. But who cares? So what else? So much going on. Balloons are nothing.
So much to talk about. Yeah.
The war on you, the financial crisis, it's here. You know, God, you know what pisses me off? They sit there and the smart toilets. They keep writing these articles about smart toilets. And then they're all behind paywalls. It's kind of like going, oh, this is a click. Ah, crap. It's a paywall. You know, market analysis. Really, market analysis.
Hey, you know, I think the whole world would be better off if we all went back to squat toilets. Like in India, they actually have a national squat toilet day. They actually celebrate their squat toilets. And squatting allows you to evacuate better than sitting on a toilet.
We have had that discussion.
It's the way we were made to take a poop.
Yeah.
Is squat.
The squatty potty. Sure. Maybe they're going to have a digital squatty potty that scans your poop and pee and all that. But it's going to happen.
They can bastardize anything, man.
Yeah, and people will flock to it like they always flock to things. I got a Ukrainian flag I can sell you. That's the next one. You know, hey, I got a Ukrainian flag.
How much are you going to pay me to sell that to me?
What? You're confusing me, Alan. No, I'm a simple kind of man, right? You know, I don't want to be confused and I don't want to be lied to, but, you know, in all honesty, nobody cares.
We're looking for as much of the truth as we can, Steve. That's what we've done our whole time on air. We're just trying to find the frickin' truth.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you what my truth is. I'll tell you what I've found out, but is that the truth? It's like, I'm sitting here telling you, it's like, very possibly not. I might have been fooled too. Because the truth is an elusive beast.
You know, Dave in Nevada, the last caller, he made a good point about us being in a state of an emergency. And I know, Dave, that some people are talking about it. But who, the government's not talking about it. But I see individuals, Lauren in Ohio, she's telling you, right? And she tells you what her problems are, right? And Andy's telling you. Alan's telling you, damn California whack-a-moles. Kind of. Well, there's more to it than that. I'm telling you and showing you and trying to point the way. But ultimately, I'm not into that telling you what to do kind of thing. Alan, do you have a sign or a protest that we can go to? That we can send an email to the editor? Something? Guess that's no. Huh. We may have just lost Alan. Probably just, I don't know. We're going to out there. Yeah. Well, with that, folks, I will bid you adieu. Republic of Texas Radio for today's date. Music should come in a second. What else is there to say? Take care, folks.
And they gave with all that they had to give. Made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. Thank you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within